Yeah, Crouchy's back. The Big Seed is out with a hammy. Harvey Norman factory outlet. Genuine seconds prices every day. Real bargains in stock. The Big Green building at Mile End. Our next guest picks.
Yes, he is part of the midfield coaching group. He spends a lot of time looking after stoppages. His name is Matthew Clark. Doc, how are you?
I'm well, Big. There you go, mate.
Yeah, not too bad. You've made the one change. Paul Seedsman, just reading a statement here that's come out. Brett Burton saying a relatively minor strain, but still looking to miss 2 to 3 weeks. That's a bit of a blow.
Yeah, disappointing. Obviously, you know, I guess any time there's hammy involved, you kind of throw 2 or 3 on it straight away. But I think it is on the fairly minor end of the scale. But we'll wait and see. But yeah, his form's been solid right throughout the season, so it's disappointing for him and for us.
If he hadn't have been injured, would have you changed the side, do you think?
Well, it's a tough one, isn't it? It's a good hypothetical. But fortunately, I guess we don't have to stress too much about it other than to say that the guys that are in the SNFL have all been, you know, almost knocking down the door. So although the winning form is good form, there's a fair chance at some point, you know, you have to reward the form come from underneath as well.
And Brad Crouch is the one that does that. He's done everything right to get back in, Doc.
Yes, that's great. I mean, he came back in perhaps, a little underdone. So we were pretty conscious to give him a really good run at it this time round, and he's done everything right. So his conditioning isn't exactly the space that it needs to be, and we're really confident that he'll perform well.
Yep. It's not really a one-for-one. Seedsman's role is more like a Henderson. There was probably a consideration for him. So you'll shuffle the team and cover that, will you?
Yeah, so it was an interesting debate. Obviously, Hendo's probably a bit more like-for-like and clearly played pretty well last week as well. I think he had about 41 in the SANFL. So, that was certainly a strong consideration. But Crouchy's form probably over a month has been really good. And not just what he's done in game day, but also his training form's been really sound as well. So he comes back in.
Well, great to see him back. He's a talent, no question. Let's hope he can get some continuity with his game. What about the weather? Is there any consideration on the selection table? We're hearing 80% chance of rain the entire game, Doc.
Yeah, it looks like it. Potentially could be a bit damp. Interestingly, they've gone in still with all of their talls. There was, some thought as to whether they may go a little smaller, but they're all in, although they did upgrade Nahas today. So we'll wait and see. But for us, no, we're really pretty comfortable with the balance in terms of, height. We feel like, we've got some tall options, but we don't feel that we're overly over tall at either end. So we're pretty comfortable.
How much do you have to modify your game style with the conditions?
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I think it was about to rain a bit today, and yet we ran out there, sensational weather. So I guess you don't want to overplay that side of things. But clearly, we had a discussion around the potential for rain and what that does to the style of footy that you want to play. I think, clearly you want to take the ball forward a little bit more, but I guess it's a case of not overemphasising that, because there is the potential to still use the ball when appropriate, but I guess you just play, slightly more direct in those conditions.
Just a game of yardage. Contested ball is going to be important, Doc, in your area of the midfield, where it's again going to be won or lost.
Yeah, it's a bit unusual for the midfield to be important.
Correct.
This week.
Yeah.
Clearly. I mean, they bring back in Cunnington and Swallow. They've had the shortest breaks, but I think that both those guys, reportedly were some chance last week, but they made the decision, to hold them over. So that'll add to their inside mix. But we feel that we match up pretty well in that front as well. So now it'll be a fierce contest. And as you say, it's always important, but probably even more so on a wet and rainy night.
I don't know how you guard against a bye and you come back and you want to get to a fast start. I know all of that. That is the concern, that they're on the red line, a 6-day break, they're a little bit up for it, and maybe we're a bit slow out of the blocks. Do you do anything differently? Do you get into their heads? I don't know, Doc. What do you do nowadays with that?
Well, you train really well. I think that's your starting point. Yep. I think you, the break is there for a reason, and it was good to have the 4 days for the players. But that all sort of happened a long time ago. Now it feels like, we've been back on the track, and certainly Saturday's session had great intensity and a fair bit of duration. That was a pretty solid hit out. So that kind of set up our week. And from there on, it's been a relatively normal hit out. So we're going pretty happy with our prep. That's about all you can do, I reckon. You sort of get yourself ready and And clearly, you know, the type of footy and the style of footy that we've been able to put together over the last month is kind of what we're looking for more of. So, yeah, it's back to work, and we've got to get it done again.
I know you spend a lot of time with Sam Jacobs, the number one ruckman down there, and you work with him very closely. One of the great rivalries in AFL football has been in the last couple of years, Jacobs taking on Goldstein, and they both had victories along the way, but I think last time they met in round one, Goldstein had a massive last quarter. It was one of the big reasons, I think, North Melbourne won. Has Source been up for the fight this week to try and get back on top?
Yeah, look, I think Sammy's form, he's been building his form right through the season. I think it's been, you know, really good for him to, you know, out of the blocks, he probably wasn't in quite in the nick that he would like to have been, but I think he's been really diligent in working through that, and probably along with the team, his form over the last month has been really good. Yeah, round one, is that an interesting battle looking back over the tape this week? You know, in terms of just pure stoppage craft, it was a relatively even contest, but yeah, in the last quarter, Goldstein was able to snaffle some really strong contested marks, which obviously were influential in the results. So he'll be ready. He's you know, he's a very good player for us, a proud player, and he'll obviously be looking to try and get one back on Goldie.
Well, Matty, promises to be an enormous game. Two teams, both with their eye on a spot in the top four. Adelaide Oval, Thursday night. Cannot wait.
Yeah, well, everyone just grab a poncho and get along. So hopefully we can still get a big crowd. Obviously, the weather looks a little bit inclement, but it'd be great to have close to that 50 there again and roaring to create that atmosphere, which has been great for us all year.
Well said. Thanks, Doc. Great work. Harvey Norman Factory Outlet. Genuine seconds pricings every day. Real bargains in stock. Big green building at Mile End. Crouch is in. Brilliant. Yep. Seedsman out with the hammy, disappointing. Hendo, Miller and Otten. Great to see Andy Otten as one of the emergencies. He is looming.